I'm Adele Forbes, I'm here today with the Carbon Monoxide Campaign, Be Alarmed. My personal experience with carbon monoxide goes back to October 2005. I lost my son and my grandparents to carbon monoxide poisoning. People don't tend to realise that carbon monoxide poisoning ain't just something you can get poisoned with and you can recover from. It can cause fatalities, which in my case it did, and it caused a tragedy. I think there's a lack of understanding about the dangers due to there not being enough publicity about carbon monoxide, not enough understanding. People didn't realise the effects of carbon monoxide poisoning, what it can do and that it can be fatal. Well, the steps you can take to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning in your home is buy an alarm first off. It has to be an audible alarm because coloured chart is no good if you're sleeping in bed. An audible alarm costs between as little as £15 to £20. You can be plug-in ones, you put a battery in ones, you can just place them up on the wall, on the shelf, anywhere in your home. If you do think that you're having effects of carbon monoxide, just open all your windows, make the house ventilated and leave the property as soon as possible and get medical attention. For the symptoms indicating somebody might have carbon monoxide poisoning, mainly like flu-like symptoms, they stem from headaches, dizziness, you feel sick, a bit disorientated, then people can put it down to food poisoning where they are being sick. But generally, like that, you realise you're being sick or you're not well in your house, but when you do go outside in the fresh air, you do gradually become a lot better. But if you go back into your property and you know that you're coming down with these symptoms again, then it's more than likely carbon monoxide poisoning. We aim to get the message out there to help people and make them realise we need new legislation that all new homes and landlords provide carbon monoxide detectors for each new home or builds. As they do, is legislation they do with smoke alarms, so I don't see why they shouldn't do it with carbon monoxide alarms. Visit our website, it's co-bealarmed.co.uk, and all the information you need on carbon monoxide will be on our site.